In anticipation of the report, the Kremlin said it expected the truth from the IAEA mission and a real state of affairs at the power station, but the reaction in Moscow has been one mostly of frustration that the IAEA did not attribute blame for the shelling that damaged buildings at the plant, shelling which Russia insists is all down to Ukraine's armed forces. A high-ranking Russian senator brushed off the report as providing only information already known and declared the report would not solve anything. Although one of the IAEA's recommendations was for some kind of protection zone for the plant, Russia has insisted throughout it would not remove its military from the station, saying it's better protected with its forces there. And there's no indication now from the Kremlin that that's going to change. Stuart Smith, Moscow.